Chris Perillo Show coverage of CTIA Wireless is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Save $5 on any purchase of $30 at GoDaddy.com using coupon code Chris2. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Up until recently, the only place that you could escape checking your email, having your boss know where you are, was in an airplane. They don't allow you to have an internet connection in an airplane, or at least they didn't until Boeing came along with their connection service that is now available in many, many destinations leaving the U.S. And I'm here with Terrence Scott from Connection talking about some of the things that you can do with this new service.
Thanks for having me.
What was the onus behind Boeing deciding to go with this Connection service? I mean, I understand that it's a value add on an airplane, but it doesn't really seem like airplanes and Wi-Fi are necessarily something from a business standpoint that go together.
Well, Connection by Boeing has been something that's been coming for a long time. You know, it originally began with a desire from the airlines to have television access at 35,000 feet. And that goes back into the late 70s, early 80s. And then using some of the technologies that Boeing developed for some of its other longstanding customers, both in satellite-based communications as well as in managing networks and basically being an aggregator of capabilities and technologies, the result was Connection by Boeing. So today, if you're on a flight that's equipped with Connection by Boeing service, you can do all the things you do on the ground directly from your airplane seat. So sure, you can think about it as I need to be productive and I need to be tethered to my boss. But a lot of people actually use the internet as a form of entertainment, you know, whether it's podcasting, reading your local newspaper, or, you know, listening to your local radio station, doing what you want to do when you want to do it.
Does Boeing do any kind of monitoring as in terms of what kinds of traffic? And I don't mean as in spying on the users, but in terms of what kind of data is going over the network, whether it's audio, video, people just checking their email, sort of general port 80 internet browser traffic, or do you guys really not pay attention to that at this point?
No, we pay very close attention, you know, in terms of how we allocate bandwidth to an equipped aircraft. So we're able to see when folks are downloading or uploading rather graphically heavy files, video files, things that go beyond just data traffic.
But it's totally okay to do that.
It's perfectly okay to do that. As a matter of fact, we encourage folks to do so.
So if I've got a BitTorrent client running on my laptop and I'm on a 16-hour flight to China, I might be able to pull down a movie while I'm flying over the Pacific?
That's very much a possibility, depending on the client you're using and what sort of bandwidth requirements you have. Ultimately, we want everyone that uses a service to have a fair and equitable experience and not have a bandwidth hog dilute the experience for everybody else.
I think you just called me a bandwidth hog. Thinking about the available options, what kind of prices do people see for using this? And beyond that, what do you get for what you pay for?
We recently adjusted our pricing in December of this year based on feedback that we've received from passengers that have used the service. What they told us is, hey, some of the things that we already knew, that business travelers aren't always flying in first class, business class. Nowadays, in a post 9/11 environment, a lot of folks are looking to save money and they're flying in the back of the cabin. So we need to have pricing that's consistent with the battery life of the devices that they carry. So we rolled out some new pricing structures where you can buy 1, 2, or 3 hour increments of the Connection by Boeing service at a very reasonable rate, starting at $9.95 US. Or you can opt to purchase a day pass, a 24-hour day pass for $26.95. Think of it as all you can serve.
Okay, so all you can surf, you bring up an important point. Battery life sort of determines how much all you can surf really is. Is there any kind of packaging that bundles additional power in with that package?
Well, you know, power is a topic of discussion amongst the various airlines in the industry. They're always looking at how to meet the needs of their passengers. So most of the major leading global carriers have power. They offer power in in first, in business. Some airlines like SAS have what they call premium economy, gives you a little bit of extra leg room, and they've extended the power into that region. And some of them are actually looking at some variations for taking power throughout the cabin, maybe not necessarily at every seat, but at places within the cabin where you can go and recharge your battery, you know, get a little extra juice.
There's a lot of talk, of course, about cell phones becoming usable in airplanes in the United States. I personally hope that never happens. Wi-Fi is not currently available in a U.S. flight. Is that coming, or is that something that's sort of held up by the FCC?
The use of cell phones on board?
The use of Wi-Fi or cell phones. Cell phones you probably are not really able to speak to, but the use of Wi-Fi specifically.
Okay, well, we can actually take on both of these subjects while we got you on the horn. When you look at Wi-Fi in the U.S., a number of our carriers right now are offering this service on flights that go over the U.S. So, you know, the connection service is available into and out of 14 U.S. gateways, most of the major airports that you would think about. So it's really a matter of the U.S. carriers regaining financial stability. They're right on the cusp of beginning to do that, to turn around the U.S. aviation industry. They're very actively engaged. They're looking at the service that we provide for all carriers. They're also watching very closely the air-to-ground technology. There's a very important spectrum auction that's coming up on May 10th that many of the U.S. airlines are looking at. And that will bring forward a multitude of new services, one of which is phones, which I'll come back to in just a second. But air-to-ground is a technology that will only operate over terrestrial land mass. So it doesn't give you the ability to extend that coverage over, you know, the North Atlantic or the North Pacific. So it's going to be something that's pretty much confined to the U.S. market for now. When you look at the services that are coming down the pipeline and you talk about mobile phones, the technology actually exists today. We've demonstrated that here in the U.S. We've also demonstrated it in Europe. We've done the necessary testing. Both Boeing as well as Airbus is very active in that respect in Europe as well. And the technology's there. What the holdup is, there are two things that are holding it up. One is the necessary regulatory approvals, where the governing bodies of the countries that are looking at these services actually take a real hard look to ensure that the bandwidth that you're using, when you're operating in that bandwidth, you're not going to be interfering with other operators within that same spectral band. So they're looking at things like that. They're also looking to ensure that there's no interference with terrestrial carriers. Okay, because, you know, cell phones will work on an airplane at low levels. That's been proven, and we saw that in 9/11. What you don't want to do is have people on board planes having their signals go off board and ping the terrestrial cell phone carrier networks. The second thing that's really holding up the advent of phones on board is the social factors. How would this be introduced into an airliner? Okay. Would you have a cell phone and no cell phone zone, just like you had smoking and non-smoking? And also, airlines have to really understand the technology and the capabilities they'll have for both voice and data applications and data only. They will have a mechanism of control over how this is rolled out in their airplanes. It won't be chaos at 30,000 feet.
And we certainly don't want chaos at 30,000 feet. I, for one, fully expect that we will see cell phone access at some point, just because it's a natural progression. I'm somewhat leery of it because I really don't want to listen to the person sitting next to me arguing with their spouse on the phone about something that, like, who's going to pick up the kids when they get back in town. But at the same time, there are some practical advantages to having either cell phone access or the data access that's tied to it, which comes to kind of another point about both the Wi-Fi service and the potential for cell phone service. Is there any kind of filtering going on to prevent specific kinds of content from hitting your Wi-Fi network?
No. Very contentious discussion amongst the airlines early on. The connection by Boeing service was designed in part with inputs from the airlines that we work with, both current customers as well as potential customers. And one of the subjects that they broached was, do you filter content? And what we found in that discussion was that opinions varied widely, depending on where you were in the world. You know, the cultural norms, the social mores really, really vary. In Europe, a little bit of nudity is not that big of a deal. In South America, it might be an issue, you know, in a very religious-driven sort of society, for example, or in the Middle East by comparison. We have the ability, and we make that option available to our airline customers. Thus far, no one's opted to use it. What you see in the cabin is people are going to do what they want to do. We don't block sites. We don't tell you can't go to a certain site. In the event that someone's viewing inappropriate material, it's just like watching an inappropriate DVD or, you know, some sort of magazine that might be deemed socially offensive. The social mores tend to kick in. People will, you know, ask politely, hopefully, and ask someone, hey, do you mind? You know, that doesn't really feel right. If those sorts of social measures don't kick in, the airlines have their own policies for how they deal with inappropriate behaviors.
Fair enough. Well, thanks for your time, Terrence.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. Hop on a flight. It's growing. We serve 14 U.S. gateways, and right now our service is available on more than 180 flights daily. So hopefully you'll have Wi-Fi on a flight near you very soon.
I'm sure I'll check it out when I head to China this fall.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of CTIA Wireless is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register .com domains for only $6.95 when using coupon code CHRIS3 at GoDaddy.com. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.